Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Tes. Welcome back, everyone. Murray here starts off dealing with the Braisa on the bottom of Kuf Chof Ches Mebez. But Chaytech Kazai is Basum Eder Menachai. And if Chishiv Alav Yacharakach Chot Chay is Chay is Tomin. Ask the Gemara, and it's Tumas Beis Hastorim. Tumas Beis Hastorim is not Metame. It's just the Gemara, we're going like Rav Meir. Rav Meir to Tumas Beis Hastorim is Metame. And then the Gemara asks that Vleshani Veil Rav Meir, Bein Tumas Deboi Hechsher, Tumas Deloi Boi Hechsher, it still needs Hechsher, and it doesn't have Hechsher. So Tesis and the Rishonim Rav Meir, Tesis Nir Mesel Veloi, that Tesis Aloshin Einim Yusuf. Why is this connected to Rav Meir's shita in Tumaga Beis Hasorim? Marv is really asking a new question. You need Hechsher. And this is not called Hechsher. Why is the Gemara tailor it in the Machlekes, in the Chiddush of Rav Meir of Maga Beis Hasorim, but it wasn't said Lagabe Hechsher? So he says that it's Einim Meduktuk. That's one question in the Lashon of the Gemara. Taisa Rosh has another question in the Gemara. What was Baklava Hadamina? The thing that you don't need Heksher. Hari, always we need Heksher. Why do we think here that you don't need Heksher? So answers to Taisa Rosh that in the din of Seifel Tame Tuma Chamura, Gemara held works for both Heksher and Tuma. You don't need Heksher Mayim. We don't need Heksher Sheretz. Therefore, the Tuma's based on Starim worked to give it Heksher. It gave it Tuma and it also gave it Heksher. So that's what there's Malcolm to say over here. That you Taka don't need Heksher, even though normally you need Heksher. But here, because it was attached to the Aver, and the Aver was Seifel Tami Tumah Chamura, so Mela it got Heksher from the Aver. Then, Rav Abba asks, that even Rav Meir, the whole Maga Beis Hasorim works, it's only when it already had Heksher. But it did not have Heksher, then it can't work. So again, the Tzitzis Rosh is explaining that the Havman here was to work is that the din of Seifel Tamei Tumah Chamura, Gemara held, would work that the Eber itself does not need Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz. So, Mele also the Basar, because it was touching the Eber, also would not need Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz. Because the din of Tumas Beis HaStarim should work, say that it should not need that. And then the Gemara asks, no, but you still need Hechsher. So that explains the Lashon HaGemara. That was Shani Leila Rav Meir, the Tumat is Lehechsher, the Tumat less Lehechsher. Even though Rav Meir holds that Tumat Beis Hastarim is Metame, but it only works when the Basar had Hechsher. That's how the Rosh Hashanah Gishmak explains Shakatayr of the Gemara. However, the words, the mouth of the Rosh needs explanation. It's Sarach Bir. What was still the Tzad that Tumat Beis Hastarim should work for Hechsher? We're dining on the Basar when it's Pirish. And there I have to look at it, I look at the Basar as an independent entity. And it got Tuma from the Eder with the din of Tumas Beis Hastarim. And the reason that it's Tomei is Midin Maga. Tumas Beis Hastarim is in Tami Midin Maga. So what's Lamais of the Tzad that it has Hechsher? If I have two pieces of meat, one of them was Hechsher, one of them is not Hechsher. And they're touching one another. Avada, the piece of meat, that was not Hukshar, does not get Hechsher, Idea Maga, in a piece of meat that had Tuma, that had Hechsher. There's no such Mahalach. You gave over Tuma, Idea Maga. You don't give over Hechsher, Idea Maga. A food that was not Hukshar only gets Hechsher if one of the Shivas Mashkin falls on it. If water falls on it, that's when it gets Hechsher. So Lemaitza, if this piece of meat had to get its Tuma, Idea Maga Neiver, so that works within Maga Mesa term. That works when you're talking about Tumas Maga. But Hechsher, there's no tzad in the world, Lachaira, that you can get Hechsher, Idea Maga Beis Hastarim. So what was the Havamin here that it should work to give over Hechsher? What's Pshat in the Tzitzis Rosh? So, if you see here, you saw it in the din of Maga Beis Hastarim according to Rav Meir, before you're in the Sefer Mincha Shleima. That the Rav Meir argues on the din of Maga Beis Hastarim. So we learn out of a pasuk, Gemara Nida, we learn out of a pasuk that Maga Beis Hastarim is not Metame. person that touches a zov, becomes a, touch a wrinkle in the zov. It's called magabes asar, touch under his arm or in a wrinkle in his body. So it's called magabes asar, and it's not metame midin maga. So in that of a pasuk, Rav Meir and Shute argues on that. Meir holds that no, magabes asar is yeh metame. It's interesting, we never find a sugya like Gemara dealing with what does Rav Meir do with the pasuk of magabes asarim. How does he learn that pasuk? And what does the Rabbanan do back? Always when we have machlekes and psukim, the Gemara, or at least the Teres Kayanim, they clue us in to how everyone learned the psukim. Where was his pasuk and where is his pasuk? How does each one deal with the other, with the drush of the other one? It's common all throughout Shas. And yet we never find a sugya dealing with how Rav Meir dealt with the drusha. And Magabes Asarim is not metame. It's a very big question. What Rabbi Mashmah to say is that Lo'olam Rav Meir agrees that Magabes Asarim is not metame. Rav Meir holds that if a person touches the Bekumzei Shel Zov, he's tar. Just like the Rabbanan, there's no machlekes and drushes. Rav Meir comes with a new svara. Every time we have Rav Meir, is you have a case and you have an aver and you have basar inside the aver. With the Gemara's earlier on in Beim HaMaksha, if you have a whole beged, which is Tamei Medrash, and a piece gets torn off from the beged, and that piece does not have the shear of Medrash. So Lefi Rabbanon, the piece is tar, and Lefi Rav Meir, it's Tamei, we didn't maga beis astar. To me, the Pshana Rav Meir, isn't that Rav Meir holds that really beis astar is metame? But Rav Meir says that even when it's attached, when the basar is attached to the aver, I'm able to look at the basar, even in its current state, as something independent. Avar mitzad echor, it's nashon the aver, it's a chilek of the aver, but it also is meat. It's like gar from stamming a piece of meat. So it can wear two hats at the same time. It's part of the aver, and it also is a piece of meat. So Meir holds that there's no chisaron of magabes asar. Meir holds because the basar is a chilek of an aver, so it gets tuma from the aver. It's loigara from something else that would touch the aver. It's even better than that. Ein lecha maga gadol mizeh. Maga is something that's external that touches it. Some of the tuma of the aver menachah kilo gets rubbed off onto that other food, and that food is tamei. That's something that's external. Something that's internal is minehu bei. It's a vad connected to the aver menachai, the basar. If the basar, we can look at the basar even right now. We can look at it as basar. So a vad, it has shaychas aver menachai, and it can get the tumah of the aver menachai. So when you have to come on to two external things that touch each other, I stick my hand onto a zov. So when I touch the beis hasarim, that's not called a maisa maga. But the basar, in being a chilek of the aver menachai, doesn't need a maisa maga. It's already part of the Eivor Menachai. So Avadi can get Tumah from the Eivor Menachai. Lemaisa, it's in a Beis HaSarim. The Gemara calls it Beis HaSarim. Because Lemaisa right now, there's no external Maga that's going on. But the Iker Vard of Rav Meir is that Ein Lecha Maga Godo Mizeh, that's something that's attached to it, Avada has the Tumah of the thing itself. It doesn't have the Tumah of the Ava Tumah of the Eivor Menachai. Because I'm looking at the Basar as something independent. The basar is independent, is not an avatoma. It's only a piece of meat touching the aver. But it has a manga from the aver menachai. It's about a big chiddush to look at things this way. I find the mefurish in Rashi and Psachim, and Daf Yud Ches. It says there that a para that drinks the mechatos are an avatoma. So if a cow drinks them, so they're no longer considered the avatoma of mechatos. But luvimeya. Because they can no longer be used to be mazan, a person that's tamei, so they're no longer called mechatos. Therefore, when it's inside the para, it's paka the tumas mechatos from them. However, there's still tamei like mayim that touch something that's tamei. They're tamei like regular water that had a maga in an avatuma. Where does it come from? Says Rashi, ein lecha tuma gdeila mizeh, because of the water itself. Used to be mechatos, and now it became no longer mechatos, but the fact that it transformed from being mechatos to being regular water, that's like it got tumah from the mechatos. It had a maga in the mechatos, ki'ilu. Ein lecha maga godo mizeh, ein lecha tumah godo mizeh, Rashi says. So you see this type of form of Kabbalah's Tumah, which is not something external touching, but the thing, thing in and of itself, is considered Tumah. That's also the Pshat of Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, I look at the Chaticha of the Beged, in terms of the bigger Beged, it's also a Beged, and it has a Maga, it's a part of the big Beged, so that's like a Maga in the Beged. And also the Kezayit's Basar, inside Eivor Min HaChai, it has a Maga in Eivor Min HaChai. Mela, there's welcome to understand what the Tezer Rosh says by us. That this Indian of Rav Meir could work even like Abbe Hechsher. We said, if the Pshat of Rav Meir is the two things that are touching one another, Avada, an Eichel that's not of Hechsher, that touches a food that does have Hechsher, does not get Hechsher. Only Tumah you give off in the Maga, you don't give over Hechsher in Maga. But the Pshat of Rav Meir is not two external things touching each other. Pshat of Rav Meir is, Ein Lecha Tumah Godom Yizeh, Ein Lecha Maga Godom Yizeh. The piece of meat is part of the Eivor Min HaChai, so whatever you have on the Eivor, you also have on the Basar. The Melo, we could say that if the whole Eivor does not need Hechsher, so if the Tami Tumah Chamura does not need Hechsher, so also the Basar does not need Hechsher. This Basar, Betar Achelek, and touching the Eivor also does not need Hechsher. And therefore, even when it separates, it does not need Hechsher. That was the Havamin of the Gemara by us. And the Gemara said, no, this Chiddush of Rav Meir, we find that this Beis Astarim works, this Ein Lecha Maga Godom Yizeh works, to give over Tumah, we only find in Legabi Tumah. Legabi Hechsher, we don't find that Rav Meir says, I can look at it as a chilek of it. To say that it gets the Hechsher of the whole Eivor. That's Malchus Har Mukach in the Rosh here, that this is Seir in Rav Meir, it's a Chiddush. But it comes in many places in Shas, this word of Rav Meir, that it's not a regular din of Maga, and Rav Meir argues on the din of Maga b'sastarim. Rav Meir agrees that the din of Maga b'sastarim. Just the word of Rav Meir is, that we can look at it as a chilek of the Dover Bechlovos. Another point, Gemara brings the question of Rav Bar Rav Chana. Why do we need Hechsher Bechlov? Why do we need Hechsher for this Eivor? Even Tami Tumah Chamura, and Kosher Sefer Tami Tumah Chamura does not need Hechsher. Answers the Gemara that Kishimish might say it's Shimish. I want to focus on the question here. Question was that you should not need Hechsher because of the Sefer Tami Tumah Chamura. So the Tesis and the Rishonim are bothered by a question. The Gemara says in Nida, Daf Nun Aleph, that anything which is Sefer Tami Tumah Chamura does not need Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz. I know, it's Tamei straight away. So according to Rabbi Bar Chanon, that held that even on this piece of meat, we say the din of Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura. So why were we Maimid Lefi Rav Meir Bechlal? Gemara earlier said we're going like Rav Meir. Why do we need to be going like Rav Meir? If it's working Midin, Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura, he shouldn't only ask, why does it need Hechsher? He should also say that why do we need to be Maimid like Rav Meir that holds that Tumas Beis Astarim is Metame. Hare it itself is Tame now. If the bus that was perished in Eivor Min HaChai, if it has a din of Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura, it doesn't need Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz. So you don't need a Maga in Eivor Min HaChai to make it being Metame. That's the question that Rishonim ask. Tais does not answer the question. So Avada this Gemara is a big makar to the sheet of Rashi we spoke about earlier, and of Kuf Chafalef. Rashi there holds that lemais you do need hechsher sheretz. Something which is sefer tamei tumah chamura, you need hechsher sheretz. Kiviger says there's machlekes asugyas, and other sugyas argue in the sugya nida. We hold in other sugyas that the sar sefer tamei tumah chamura only works for hechsher mayim, but it does not work for hechsher sheretz. So definitely our gemara is a nice makar to the sheet of Rashi. But all the rishonim that took on the gemara nida as being maskana, so our gemara is shver. What's pshat in the gemara? So the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Teis HaRosh, is saying Mahalach in the Sukkah. It says the Ramban, Dilma Kevon Shein Tevil Tami Tumah Chamura Machmas Atzmoy Ela Agav Oviv Tzorach Ulamaga Tumas Oviv. That we find in the Gemara in Nida, that Tevil Tami Tumah Chamura is Mitame, does not need Hechsher Sheretz, it's only when the Tumah is in itself, like a Nivla Saif Tar, in itself can bring to Tumah Chamura. When you eat it, you'll get Tumah. So then it does not need Hechsher Sheretz. But by us, when the Basar itself is not Tameh, only the Eiver has the Tumah. The Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura is the Eiver. Then even if we look at the Basar as being Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura, that would only work L'gabi Hechsher Mayim, and would not work L'gabi Hechsher Sheretz. Avad, it would need to have Tumah to fall in it in order to be Matami. That's the Terek of the Ramban. Tais argues with this. Tais says no, that if Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura works by the Basar that's perished in Eiver Menachai, then it work even L'gabi Hechsher Sheretz. So what's going on? What's the third of the Machlekes here between Tais and the Ramban? So, to be makdim, first I have to understand the din klali of Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura. The Yisrael of the Sidya of Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura is in Zochem Daf Kuf Hei. The Gemara there, because of Machlikas and Abreisa, to Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says that Para Aduma and Para Manisrafim and Tzir Mishtaleach, if they touch food, they metami the food. Why? Because they're Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura. They're metame, the people that are misastic with them. Person that does the mitzvahs of the paraduma, the shechs, he burns, he does the mitzvahs of it, so he comes tame from the paraduma. So the paraduma is Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura. So it's also metame Tumah Kalo, Tumah Seichlim. Any food that touches the paraduma is tame. And they're about to argue, they're about to say no. Parah and Parim and Tirim and Shalech are not metame in Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura. Why? Because they're a chai. The kol shu chai ain't a metame tumas eichlim. The tumah that we're getting here is tumas eichlim. That's the din of Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura. It's a metame din tumas eichlim. So Chum saying something that's a lie, they cannot be called a tumas eichlim. Spoke about it in yesterday's daf. Tells on kuf chav chesem and aleph. Tells us the yisoy that a baal chai is mufka from tumas eichlim. That's very chacham, very clear. So what does Rav Meir hold? What nekuda does Rav Meir argue on the chacham? So it's a hard muchach that Rav Meir held a different mahalach in the Indian of Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura. The Merkemes HaMishnah in Paragim of Tumas Oichlin Halacha Hei, the mouth of Alulei, says the Merkemes HaMishnah that the Yisrael of Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura is Bechlal Mosayim Mone. Something which has Tumah Chamura, which is much more chamur, it at least has tuma kala. Tainu, a tuma chamur, it's an avatum, it's metame adam mekelim. So even though it's only metame them in a certain way, by paraduma, it's metame if you shecht and you burn it, if you touch the paraduma, you're tar. Or they're only metame in a certain way. But something which can bring the tuma, it has in it the koyach to give over tuma chamura. So that means it's an avatum in a certain way. Something that's an avatum, it has tumah chamura, it includes in it also tumah kala. Includes in it also, at least it has tumah to be metame oichlim umashkin. And the tumah oichlim umashkin does not need dafka, the mahalach that you're misasik with it. If it can be turned on, the tumah chamura of the nifl sektar or of the paraduma, if that can be turned on when you press the right button, you turn on the tumah chamura, and even in the current state, it has tumah kala. But the Vart is Tumah Kala. It doesn't have Tumas Eichlin. It has the same dinim as Tumas Eichlin. But it's not Tumas Eichlin. So that's what Rav Meir holds, that we do not need that it should be an Eichel. Rav Meir agrees that a Baal Chai is not an Eichel. But the side of Tzvil Tameh Tumah Chamura is not that it has Tumas Eichlin, but it has the same dinim as Tumas Eichlin. The Meila, Rav Meir holds that here, you don't need to be an Eichel. Just anything which can give off Tumah Chamura can in a certain way, can always give off Tumah Kala. But the Rabbanan argue, the Rabbanan say that the Yisrael of the Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura is at the end to be Metameh Midin Tumas Oichlin. Then you have to look at it as being an Oichel. Just as this Chadish, that something that can bring to Tumah Chamura can definitely give over Tumas Oichlin. But it's working Midin Tumas Oichlin. That's why the Rabbanan say that a Parah and a Parim are not Metameh Midin Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura, because Kol Shu Chai is not an Oichel. The Rabbanan say needs to be Tumas Oichel. There's another Nafkavinim of word in the Sugya there in Tzvachim, that what happens if you have a Kizayis of a Nivla Soiftar? The fear of Meir, the Mar Zitzad, that it works Midin Sefer Tameh Tumah Chamura. Or definitely when it's in your mouth, even before you swallowed it, For sure, Rav Meir holds that it's Sefer Tami Tumah Chamura and it can be Matami. But the Rabbanan say you always need a kibitza. A kazai is not going to be enough. And supposedly that it's the same machlokes. The fear of Meir, you don't need dafka tumas oichlin. It's tumah kala. Something which has tumah chamura also has tumah kala. So meila a kizayis of a nivla seftar has tumah chamura. The person that eats it is tameh. So meila could also have tumah kala. If tumas oichlin. Hashem gave the rabbanon the svar of seifel tamim tumah chamura was just as far as to give it tumas oichlin. But you need to have the shear of tumas oichlin. And that shear is a kibitza, and it's not, kazayis is not enough. If you look good in the sugya in Zvachan there, it's before that even Rav Meir agrees to the type of tumah the Rabbanan spoke about, when it's an oichel. Just Rav Meir held that there is another type of tumah, that even when it's not an oichel, because bichlal mosai moneh, it itself is tumah. So, the Gemara here had a tzad, that the boss that's perish may Abram and Achai, still has tumas oichlin, because of the din of sefer tamim tumah chamura. Here, Avada, it's not shaykh, then you know, b'chla mosai monet. You can't say b'chla mosai monet over here. Because right now, there's no tumim b'chla in this aver. In this buster. This buster is no longer part of the aver menachai. The normal case of seifel tamim tumah chamura is the tumah itself, the thing that it in itself is an ava tumah, he wanted to be tamim tumah s'oichlim. But here we're talking about buster, which was nifresh from the aver menachai. So how is that going to be tumah? Me din seifel tamim tumah chamura. Here it's not shaykh, say the mahalach of b'chla mosai monet. So that could be the pshat in the Ramban. That's why the Ramban had to explain another, that here there was no tzad, that it works for to be tome itself. Because it's not tome, the tome is not in and of itself. Tais though argues, Tais is held that even in this shlava of the Gemara, it could be that that it itself is tome. Here we can't say b'chlam o'sayim on it. So Torah Bir, Lefi Tais, what's the mitzvah the gather over here? Why is it tome? Another question of Seifel Tamim Tumah Chamura is the Gemara earlier on the Kuf Chaf Aleph. Gemara is by Nefar Keses. The Gemara asks that even though the Dehim has not yet died, it should already be Tamei Tumas Oichlin because Seifel Tamim Tumah Chamura. And then the Gemara answered that no, that you have a way to make it that it won't be Matami. Efshar LaGoyra Olamid Apochus Mikazais. If the Gedra of the Din of Seifel Tamim Tumah Chamura is Bechlal Mosai Moneh, then it's not Shaykh Bechlal over there. There, it's never yet got to Tumah Chamura. And still the Gemara held that we could say Seifel Tamim Tumah Chamura, say that Tameh right now. Tzorach Bir, what's Bechlav in you? So it's a Chor Muchach that the Geder of, the Iger Geder of Seifel Tamim Tumah Chamura is that something that has a Shaykhah to Tumah Chamura already has in a Tumah Kala. It's not Bechlav Mosayim on it. Because here you can't say that because it doesn't yet have Tumah Chamura. The case by us, it lost the Tumah Chamura, it will never get it again. Mar Kuf Chafal, if it never got there yet. But in these cases, we can't say Bechlal Mosayim on it. Rather, the gather is that anything which has Shaykhus to Tumah Chamura at least has in it Tumah Kala. I think this line is also better because the words of Bechlal Mosayim on it are hard to understand. Because we're talking about a Nifla Saif Tar that's only Mitame when you eat it. So right now, it does not have Tumah Chamura. We said before the latent Tumah Chamura includes in it at least Tumah Kala right now. Mechitesi. Tumah Chamura isn't here right now. Mechitesi, the Tumah Kala should be here right now. So now we're saying a different gather. The gather is anything which has Shaykhus to Tumah Chamura already can be Metami Tumah Kala. So the Rameir and the Rabbanan argued it is Metami Tumah Kala, that's Rameir held. The Rabbanan says Metami Tumas Oichlin. We need it to be an Oichel. But so the gather of both of them is the same, that it's things that have Shaykhus to Tumah Chamura. So Mela, we can understand also something that is on the way to getting Tumah Chamura, also could be Seifel Tamim Tumah Chamura. That's the Gemara earlier by Mefar Keses. And Teis by us held that also something that once was with Tumah Chamura, it was Nikvanit that time it had Shaychas to Tumah Chamura. So it's Nikvanit La'aru Lomi Alomim that it has Tumah Kala. That's the opinion of Teis. And Raman says that the shaykhs that it has, the Tumah Chamura, it's only as long as it's part of the Tumah Chamura. Once it's been disconnected from the Tumah Chamura and it will never come back to Tumah Chamura, so then it entirely lost that shaykhs. So that's what we've seen here in the Indian of Seifel Tamim Tumah Chamura. We saw the machlokes in the sugya in Zvachim between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And according to Rav Meir, it's not need to be Tumas Oichlin, it's Tumah Kala, it's not a getter of Tumas Oichlin. Hashem Elavit and Chachamim, it's a getter of Tumas Oichlin. Needs to be an oichel. And it seems from the Tez Bayas in the Gemara earlier on Kuf Chaf Aleph, that Iker Geder of Sefer L'Tamei Tumah Chamura means that anything which has Shaykhus to Tumah Chamura already right now is Metamei Tumah Kal. Now we come to the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara answers that Botzer Perish Me'ever Menachai, there's no din of Sefer L'Tamei Tumah Chamura, because Keshe Shimesh, Maise Eitz Shimesh. So Rashi explains that Oisei Shimush Tumah Chamura La V'Teres Oichel Shimsha. That the Botzer was Metamei, it wasn't B'Teres Oichel. Rather, just the Aver needs Botzer that it should be considered an Aver. But the Botzer, the Tumah of the Botzer of an Aver Menachai is not Midin Botzer. But rather that an Aver needs the Botzer Gidim Yatzomas. It's a Chelik of the Gidim Yatzomas. So Nela, that's an Eitz. Meaning it's the Tumah of the Aver Menachai is not Midin Botzer. And also the Botzer inside of the Aver Menachai is not Midin Botzer and Midin Oichel. Hashis Aved Le'oichel, Panu Chadashos Bo'u Lekan. Rashi, there we do say Seifel Tami Tumah Chamura, because there is Metami Adam Ayidei Achila. Rashi means to say that by Nivla Seif Torah, the Tumah is because it's an Oichel. The Horaya, it's Metami you by eating it. So Makorachach, it must be that the you say to the Tumah, the Mahus of the Tumah of Nivla Seif Torah, is because it's an Oichel. So that's a very Gishmak of Erna Rashi, that's Rashi learns the Gemara. When the sight of the Tumah Chamura is Midin Oichel, so then I say that stays even on, so now it could be Mekabi Tumah Soichel. Because the Tumah Chamura that it has is Midin Oichel, so also the Tumah Kala that it has is also Midin Oichel. Mashain Kain, if the sight of the Tumah is not Midin Oichel, so then it can't have Tumah Soichelin, Midin Soichel Tami Tumah Chamura. That's the sight of Rashi. Now Rashi is by Nivla Seif Torah, as we said, is Gishmak, because Nivla Seif Torah is Mitame Aidei Achila. Problem is that we find in the Gemara that also by Nivla Behema, Gemara says Seif L'Tamei Tumah Chamura. See that in the Gemara earlier on Kuf Chaf Aleph by Mefar Keses, the Gemara asks that it should be Seif L'Tamei Tumah Chamura because it's going to become an Avela. Because the Maskarna of the Gemara there is not that way, but in the Gemara increases, and Daf Chaf Aleph, it's Mavur, that by the Avela, we say Seif L'Tamei Tumah Chamura. Smuchach, from this question, that also the Yisrael of Tumas Nevela is also Mishum Teras Oichel. We spoke about this numerous times in our perek, that the Drosha bin Yivlasav, Loiba Orba, Thomas Begidim, and all of that, saying you need Davka, the Ikra Beim, which is the Oichel Shabai, the Basar, which is the Oichel. That's why it's Shaykh Abito, on the Basar to the R, to make it that it's not Oichel. Also the Yisrael of Tumas Nevela is also Midin Oichel. And therefore, Shaykh to say on this, Seifel Atami, Tumah Chamura. Taisus and Davayin Gimel and Beis has a very important question. Taisus asks that we see in the Gemara in Zvachim that also by Seiref Parah and Parim, the Basar Parah and Parim is also Mitame, Midin Seif L'Tamei Tumah Chamura. Asks Taisus that Hari, the person that burns the Gidim and the Atzamois is also Tame. And the Gidim and the Atzamois are not Oichel. So Bakarach the Tumah of Seiref Parah and Parim is not because it's an oichel. Because even when you burn the things that are not oichel shaboy, you're tummy. So to answer this question, Tais says the Yisayid. And after we see in our Gemara, that Maisa kishashimesh, Maisa eitz shimesh, that's only a svara when it's pirish from the Aver. When it's pirish, the Gemara held, the Makshin held that even when it's pirish, we could still say soifel tami tumah chamura. And that answers the Gemara, no. That when it's no longer attached to the Tumah Chamura, so then only if it was Meshamish Tumah Chamura B'Teras Oichel, can I say that it still has Tumas Oichlin. If it was Meshamish, it was an Oichel, and it had Shaykh as a Tumah, so it got Tumas Oichlin, so now that it left, it also has a Tumas Oichlin. Mashainkin, if when it was Meshamish, it wasn't B'Teras Oichel, so now that it left, it can't have Tumas Oichlin. But, says Taisvis, when it's still in its original state, nothing has separated, nothing has left. You have Basar Parim with the Gidim and the Atzamais. So it's true the Tumah of Basar Parim, Seiref Es HaBasar Parim, is not because of that it's an Oichel. Harai that the Gidim and Atzamais are also Metame. So also the Tumah of the Basar is not because it's an Oichel. But still, we could still say Seif L'Tamei Tumah Chamura. What calls man that it's in its original state, it's in the state that it could be Metame Tumah Chamura, then it's Metame Tumas Oichlin, even though the Tumah Chamur that it has is unrelated to Teiras Oichel. So again, Taisus learns that the Sfar of Argamari that Kishimish Mayas Eight Shimish was only said once it was perished in the Tumah Chamura. Tumah Chamura in its actual state of that it could be Metami Tumah Chamura is automatically Metami Tumas Oichlin. But say that you retain the Tumas Oichlin even when you left, then we need to say that when you were attached to Tumah Chamura, your Tumas was Midin Oichlin. That's the Taisus learns Pshat in Argamari. Very Gishmak. But in Rashi, that doesn't work. Rashi by Yosef, we can't say that. Because Rashi had Shver, why is Nivla Seif Tor, Seif Tami Tumah Chamura? There it's also not Midin Oichel. And just Rashi, no, there it is Midin Oichel. But by Nivla Seif Tor, we're talking when it's the Nivla Seif Tor itself. Nothing was separated and detached. Even when you have a Nivla Seif Tor, Rashi holds, even when you have the whole Tumah itself, Rashi holds that if the Tumah is not Midin Oichel, then we won't say Seif Tami Tumah Chamura. In Cain, the question of Taisus is going to be Shver and Rashi. Taisus asks that Hasayreif es Hagidin Yat Samois is also Metameh. Bakorach the Tumah of Sayreif es Boster Parim is not Mishum Tumah Soichel, Tumah Soichel, because Gidin Yat Samois are not an Oichel. So Lemaisa, I don't know if being Mefurish anywhere Mamish that Sayreif Gidin and Yat Samois is Tameh. I don't remember any Mishnah or Gemara about it. The Mishnah says, Mashal, the other way in the Pasuk. It says, Sarfu bo'eish es oirosav es besorim es pirsham, ha-sarifu esam yichabis begadav. So Mashal says, the Mishnah Pasuk is that any things that were included in the Sreifa, the or and the Basar and the Perish, all of that, we say that the person that burns it is Tameh. So that's Kinnear where Taisus understood that it's Tameh. So some Rashi doesn't argue on that either. So if Rashi agrees that also Sarif, Sagidim Yat Tameh is also Tameh, so to answer, that's Rashi. We're in the Sefer Mincha Shleima. That Aleph L'Chor, we have to say in Rashi. That Rashi holds that even though the Basar Parim is Mitame Tumakala, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, but the Gidim and the Atzamais are not, because they're not an Oichel. And according to Rashi, the whole din of Sefer Tami Tumachamura is only by an Oichel. So the Gidim Atzamais Bakorcha do not have Tumakala. That's Aleph. But that's still not enough. If Lamaisa we see that also the Seir of the Gidim and the Atzamos is Mitame, Bakorach of the Yisoid of the Tumah of Seiref Parim is not Midin Seiref Basar Parim, rather Midin Seiref HaPar, and anything that's included in the Par, even if it's not an Oichel. So it's Mamish like Eiver Menachai. Even though an Eiver Menachai needs Basar, but as Rashi speaks out by us, the Tumah of the Basar of the Eiver Menachai is not because it's an Oichel, just because that's the Tzura of an Eiver, that an Eiver has Basar Gidim and Atzamos. So who are they by Basar Parim? If the one who burns the Gidim the Atzamos is also Tameh, the R in the Atzamos is also Tameh, Bakorach, the Yisoid of the Tumah is not because he's burning the Basar. So Tameh is from the Teiras Oicha. So Zohar Mukhach from this from Rashi, a Chiddush, that the Yisoid of the Din Tzreif on the Par was not in the R in the Atzamos. The Ikri Din Tzreif on the Par was not in the Basar. But there's a set of din that once you're burning the basar of the par, then mitzvah is killed not only the basar, but also other things that are tuffel to the basar, the or and the atzamais. But those are all midin nitvah to the basar. But the ikur tumah of shreifas basar parim was said on the basar itself. We'll bring a more card to that in a second. And lefizeh, we understand the Yoshev Rashi. The Yisoid Tumah of Shreifas Parim is because of Oichel, because of the din that was set on the Basar. And that's an Oichel. So maybe I could say on that also Shreifas Tami Tumah Chamura. Because the reason that the Basar Apar is Mitami the Seirif is because it's Basar. Because it's an Oichel. And therefore Shechan of the din of Shreifas Tami Tumah Chamura. And the whole din Shreifas that was said and the Atzamais was Aga the din Shreifas that was said on the Basar. Smach to say this is the Gemara in Zvachim of Kuv Dalad Medbez. Gemara has a suffix, whether Basar Parim is Nisal, B'yotze, or Belina, from its, because it has a din to be burnt. So is the Basar Parim, has the regular Psulim of Kachim, Nisal, B'yotze, and Lina. The Rambam brings down the way in Halacha, a suffix, whether the Basar Parim has its Psul. Why does the Gemara talk about Dafka the Basar? Harei, the din Tzreifa was said also on Or and not Tzomitz. What's the Kepeda about Basar? Feed Varenu to Miyoshev. Because the Ikerdin Shreifa was set on Basar. And just like the Basar of a Karbon is Nechal by most Karbon, is by an Oila, it's Agabe and Mizbeach. By Purim, the din was said that any tray from Yichutz Lamachane. But the Iker Chalakim of the Korban is Rasisa Leisecha HaBosher V'Adam. The Bosher and Adam, that's the Iker Korban. So the Iker, the Korban of the Par, is the Bosher. The din Shreif was said in the Bosher. Agav, the din Shreif on the Bosher, there's also the din Shreif on the rest of the Par. So Melo, if you rashi, it's Miyushev. So that the Bosher is Metame, is Takame din Bosher, midin Oichel, and therefore it's Shaychan of the din of Shreif L'Tame Tumah Chamur. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Tumas Oichel in Halacha Hey, paskins against the Gemara. The Rambam paskins that Chaytech Kazai is Basher Me'ever Menachai doesn't need Hechsher because Metami Tumah Chamura can avail. Psak of the Rambam can egg the Gemara. What do we, the Gemara says not the way. The Ravid asks. The Rambam is Nisar from the Gemara. So because the Mishnah says, even the Rambam paskin, the whole Hemshech HaSugya, we do say Kishimish, Ma'i say Itzimish, but Ever Menachai is different. It's not clear exactly the Hezber in the case of Mishnah. There's a Meach there, and Chidushei Reb Chaim Alashas, they say that the Rambam learned that the Teretz of Rava Bayas is telling the Machloikas Tanayim earlier on Dav Kuf Chav Chesem and Beis. And Rava says that it's Shimesh Ma'aseh Eitz Shimesh, because Rava holds that you don't need the Basar to be an Eder. It's enough with just Gidim and Atzamais to be an Eder, Kashitas Rabbi Akiva. That's why, even if there is Basar there, it's irrelevant to the Tumah. It never became a Chelik of the Metami of the Eder. But the Rambam paskins like Rebbe that you need Basar Gidim in some ways. So the Mela, the Rambam holds that the Basar is not Maisa Eitz. The Basar is necessary for the Tumah. And this Rambam argues on Rashi. Rashi says that even if you need Basar, but the Basar is just to give it the Tzur of an Eiver. But it's not because it's an Eichel that it's Metame. And the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that on the time that you need Basar, So the Tumah is because Davka that the Basar there is Eichel to it. So maybe we don't take it to Shimesh, might say Eitz Shimesh. However, we mentioned in yesterday's year that the Chazanish learns not that way. The Chazanish learns the Rambam does pass on like Rabbi Akiva. So if you're the Chazanish, we don't have this Teretz on the Rambam. Another argument in the Gemara here is Abaye argues with the Tzor of Kishishimish, might say Eitz Shimesh. So Abaye, the whole sugya. So Mel Abaye says that Kupas Ar Shriyachdi Li Yeshiva to Masalav Deraisa. Because if we have Tumah Deraisa, then we have Zroin that have Tumah Chamura. And that the Gemara answers, no, Kishimish, Maisa Eitz Shimish. So Teis asks in Deirim Ratzel Tumasa, that according to Abaye, we see that the Bittel of the Kubas Sor is not a real Bittel. It would be a real Bittel, Maisa, it would be Metame like a Kli. Abaye says that it's not Metame like a Kli, so it was not a real Bittel. So asks Teis, in Cain, why you gotta keep this Kubas Sor in your house? That's the Gerdin. The Gerdin that Abaye was going on is that the Kupas Sor on Pesach, your Mavatel, you can keep it in your house. Why can't you keep it in your house? Harei, the Bittel didn't work. If it's not a Kli, that means it's still Chametz. If it's still Chametz, you can keep it in your house. That's the question of Tesis. Tesis Rosh answers the question of Tesis. Even though it didn't become a Kli, but it's Loigar mi Bittel Chametz. Bittel Chametz, Bittel believe it works that you're not over by you, right? So who ended here? When you made it into a Kli, you're treated like a Kli, you sit on it. So by you it's a Kli, so that works like Bittel Chametz. It didn't actually become a Kli. But if you relate to it like a Kli, then it's already about to believe like Bittel Chametz. Geshmaka Teretz. The Leiv Arye says that Toys did not answer that way. Because Toys is Lashitasim Imsochim. Holds that Bittel is Mitam Hefker. Array here, you weren't Mavker, you're still keeping around your house, you're sitting on it, you're using it. So we can't say that here it works Midin Bittel Chametz. So horror that Maisa the Rosh Imsochim and Taisa Rosh and Mormon version Abdallah bin Beis Imsochim says that Bittel is Mitam Hefker. And still the Taisa Rosh says by us that it works Midin Bittel. Akoponim, we have Machlekes here, the Taisa Rosh holds that it's Loigor Mi Bittel believe, and that's why it's Mutter on Pesach, and Taisa doesn't understand why Lefi Abaye it should be Mutter. I think that from Taisa Rosh, we could take out a Chiddush Ladina, that a person is Mevatel Chametz on Pesach, it's so Matamek to Masoichle. That's what the Rosh is saying here. The Rosh is saying that it didn't become a Kli. It's still considered an Oichel. But you're not over by Yeroi. Not over by Yeroi because it's Bittel. Loi mi boi, if Bittel is mitam Hefker, then for sure it's still an Oichel. Even if you're the Rambanim Sochim, that Bittel is you're treated like Afra, and you're not Machshid it. And Arman says there that the reason that works is because his schema daito ledas Torah. It says that it's usher. So you're saying that also by me, I don't consider it meaningful. That's Lagabi the Dine Chometz. But like I be tumas eichlin, it's still considered an eichel. Another order here is the Gemara says that krevis avodah zarah shel eichlin tami ba'oil, that has to be the rabbanon. Abaye says because not that we have gruzrein have tumah chamura. Gemara says no, because shemesh ma'ase eitz shemesh. Says Rashi ma'ase eitz shasurim b'hano ubitlu miachila v'nasu kine eitzim nevodim. Rashi says that because it's asher b'hano, therefore it's like eitzim. Why did Rashi need to come onto this? Rashi earlier by Avraham Menachai, Rashi says, even though it's basar, but the tumah is not because it's basar. So Rashi could say the same exact thing by Tikravis Avodah Zarah. Haray, it's true, you could be makriv food to an Avodah Zarah, but you also could be makriv eitzim or anything else to an Avodah Zarah. And whatever person is makriv is asar because it's a Tikravis. So Bakorach, the tumah of Tikravis is not because it's an oichel. Rather because it's a tikravis. So why did Rashi have to come on to say that because asher b'hano, therefore it's like eitzim. So it seems the pshat in Rashi is that it's true if a person is makariv eitzim or anything else, they are asher even though they're not an oichel. But when a person was makariv an oichel, haray he was makariv dafka an oichel. So the tumah that it has is because this is what he was makariv. Whatever a person is makariv, that is what he wants to be the tikravis. So if he's makariv an apple to the Avodah Zarah, so Daka the apple is the Tikravis, and an apple is a food. That's a Rashi. So Rashi couldn't say that the Tumah is not Midin Oichel. Because if a person is Makriv an apple, then it's the Tumah is because it's an apple. Because Daka that is what he was Makriv. Maybe Rashi come out to say, because it's Asher B'Hano, therefore it's meaningless, and it's like Eitzim B'Alma. Now come to the Mishnah in the Gemara, and I'm a base, the Sugya of Eivir Menachai and Eivir Menameis by Adam. So, firstly, we have here the sheet of Rebbe Lezer. And Rebbe Lezer holds, Tavkin Eivir Menachai is Metame, but an Eivir Menameis is not Metame. So the Rashash in Meseches Edius, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, says, this sheet of Rebbe Lezer, that Eivir Menameis is not Metame, Midin Eivir, was only said by Adam, and it was not said by Behema. Rebbe Lezer agrees that an Eivir Menameis of a Behema is Metame Mishum Eivir. What's his raya? What's the raya of the Rashash? Because the Gemara says that Reb Shimon in our mission holds like Reb Elezer. So Reb Shimon is going b'shitas Reb Elezer, holds that Eivir Menameis not Metame. And yet earlier in the daf, trying to figure out what Reb Shimon says in the previous Mishnah that says it's Torah. Ask the Rashash, why don't we say that Reb Shimon was Metayer Eivir Menameis? Doesn't we say Pshat in Reb Shimon in our Mishnah that was Metayer Eivir Menameis by Adam? So also by Behema, Rav Shimon was coming to be Metayer, Eivir Menameis. Elamayit Muchach, says the Rashash, that Rav Shimon agrees by Behema that Eivir Menameis is Metame. So what's the difference between an Adam and a Behema? So the Rashash explains, I'll pee the Mishnah there in Edius, that by Adam, Tumas V'chayim is more chomer than Tumas Meitzim. Where it says that then in the Mishnah there, that Mechayim, a person makes Mishkav and Meishav, there's more chumrah that a person has when he's alive than when he's dead. So therefore we could say that the tumah that was said by Eivir Menachai was only said davka by Chai, not by Meis. All of this is shaykh by an Adam. Mashingin by Behema, there's no makom lechalik between a Chai and a Meis. And if Eivir Menachai is metame, then also Eivir Menameis is metame. Now we're going to get into the real sugya of tumas Meis and tumas Eivir Menachai by Adam. The Gemara says that we want to say at the end of the Machlekes Tanaim in our Mishnah, Tanakam and Rav Shimon, isn't the Machlekes of Rebbe Lezer, Keneged Rebbe Chundi Ben Akon and Rebbe Yeshua, whether Kazai's Basar Perish Me'ever Ben Achai is Tomei. Rebbe Lezer holds that it's Tomei, and Rebbe Chundi Ben Akon and Rebbe Yeshua hold that it's Tar. That's the Gemara's name in the Machlekes. So before in Rashi, Divrei Maschil, Meitza Adam, Divrei Maschil Hashta, that this machlekes exists both that Basra perish minachai and Basra perish me'ever minachai. Belezer is metame, whether just a person loses a piece of meat, a piece of flesh, or an ever minachai that separates and then Basra perish from that, so it's tabe. The Marsho and the Rashash, Askan Rashi, that how can we say that the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds a Belezer, who's metame, Basra Menachai and Basra Perish Me'ever Menachai. because I believe the Tanakhama that Basra Perish Minachai is Tomei. It's before in the Mishnah that Basra Medzuldal Nesa Adam Tar. There's Basra Medzuldal, another person died, so the Basra is Tar. Hare, the mitzah is an ipul. The mitzah makes that it's in a perish mechai. An aver medulto when the person dies is mitami mishim aver menachai. So why by basar medulto when the person dies, why is the basar not mitami mishim basar menachai? If according to Rabbi Elazar, also basar perish menachai is tame, then by basar medulto when the person dies, that is a din of basar perish menachai. So it should also be mitami. And we're in the ratio of our mission that it's tar. Elamai could say the Reish of the Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, then Rav Shimon says it's Tar. It's not Mashmah like that or B'chal in the Mishnah. The Mishnah only brings a Machlekes in the Seifa, and not in the Reish. Tukushya Tuman Rashi. I don't know if it's Tarach in Gadol. Divei Rashi. The Rashi holds that also Legabe, Boster HaPoirish, Minachai, Rebbe Lezer, and the Tan of our Mishnah are Metame. Tarach in Gadol. However, by at least by Boster HaPoirish, Me'ever Minachai. So it's Yetame. Lefi Rebbe Lezer and the Fiyu Tanakama. Basar perish me'ever menachai is tami. L'chore, tzorachiyun, the Gemara earlier, on Kuf Chav Chesim and Beis, the Gemara looks to the Makar, that Basar perish me'ever menachai is tar. The Gemara brings, what's the Makar that Basar perish me'ever menachai is tar? The Gemara brings that if Basar perish menachai is tar, also Basar perish me'ever menachai is tar. That was before yesterday's daf. So we see the Gemara compares Basar perish menachai and Basar perish me'ever menachai. And yet by us, we see there's a difference. By us, we see, Lulei Divei Rashi, we see that Rebbe Elazar and the Tanakam of our Mishnah hold that Basar Perish Me'ever Menachai is Tameh, and Basar Perish Menachai is Tar. So you see that here, that you cannot compare Basar Perish Menachai to Basar Perish Me'ever Menachai. Why is it different than the Gemara earlier? Bakorach, there has to be a chiluk between Adam and Behema. The Gemara there is going on Behema, and the Gemara by us is going on Adam, and they're not comparable to one another. And the Chazanish in Oh, it's from the end of Simon Chaf Aleph. So the Eimin on this Kasha. Chazanish asks, how do we know that Basar Perish Menachai is Torah by a person? We see that Legabi Behema, we needed a Pasuk, and here we don't find a Pasuk. So how do Chazal know that Lekuli Alma Basar Perish Menachai is Torah? Chazanish says to me that the place is dealing with this question. But the question is a valid question, one that has to be dealt with. And we see by us, Svar Pshut is that Basar Perish Menachai is Tar, and by Behema there's a Nidoin, and the Gemara compares it to Basar Perish Me'er Menachai. So, it would seem to be, we're here, that you say it's like a chiluk between Tumas Adam, Tumas Meis, or Eir Menachai by Adam, and Tumas Levela is Tumas Behema. They say from Mincha Shleimah, it's Mayrich about this, so that if you look in the Lashon HaPsukim in Parshas Chukas, when it's talking about Tumas Meis, Lashon is Adam Kiyomus V'Oyel Oybe Meis Oybe Kever. Tuma was said about an Adam, about a Meis, said about the whole person. That's what the Tuma that was said in the Torah. By Behema, the Lashon of the Pasuk is B'niv Lasa, a Nevela is Metame. A Nevela Davka means the whole Nevela. Nevela means Basar, the Basar of the Behema that dies. Where do we see this chiluk? The Gemara nidoin dafnun hey. The Gemara as a nidoin whether Basar hamis is metame. The Gemara learns that from Etzem that an Etzem is metame who has in Basar is metame. Right, the Gemara is a pele. What's inside that Basar hamis is not metame? If the Basar hamis is not metame, then what is metame? Elamai, like we said from the Lashon HaPsukim, Iker Tumas Meis was said on a mace. Adam kiyamus v'oyal. A basar is not a mace. It's not the whole person. It's a very small chelik of the person. We don't have any direct makor from the pesukim, and that's metame. However, by behema, it's not that way. By behema, the lashon apostle is not talking about a whole behema. It's a nivlasa. We see in the Gemara, the Torah's Kodesh, the Rashi quotes the din of the Perek, that without a pasuk, we would have said Tumas Nevela applies also to Tiparnayim, Karnayim, Tlafayim, Gidim, Yatzomites. All of those things would have been included in Tumas Nevelas. The Svarachit Tzayna by Nevela is that any part of it is called a Nevela. The Svarachit Tzayna by Adam is that only the Adam HaSholim is called an Adam. So we see that it's chalav yisaydina. By nevela, anything basar that occurred to it a misa is tame. That's the side of tumas nevelas. Changing tumas meis, it's the whole person that dies. It's before there in the Gemara Nida that the Tiparnayim and the Sairis, as long as they're mechuber, then they're mighty tuma. Tais and Nadir Daphnan Aleph says that they're loigarim yodis. In the Lachar, they don't do the function of a yad, but loigarim yodis. Never by Nevela, we see in the beginning of the Perek that the Or and the Sairis, they only work if they're doing a Maisa Yad or a Maisa Shomer. Teres is Pashat. Because by Adam, the Tumah was said, and the Adam Ashali. So the Maisa, the din is only, the goof of Adam is only his basar, not his Cyrus and his hair and his fingernails. When they're detached, they're not metami. But called them that they are attached, they're a chelik of the person. The person is bishlemus when he has also his hair and his fingernails. So they're also a chelik of him. So they got him yodis, because they also are nitfal to the person. Mashin by Nevela. Nevela was said on before the pasuk of Vinivlasa was said on any part of the behema. The pasuk says it was said only on the basar. So the tumah was said on basar and nevela. Only on the basar is the tumah. The Cyrus and the R and the Atzamais, those are irrelevant to the basar. We don't, there's no behema shlema. That's metame. The tumah was said on basar. So they're only mighty tumah if they're functioning as a yad or a shamer to the tumah itself. So it comes out. And even though kezayis mina adam is metame and kezayis mina beima is metame in nevela, the chaluk in the yisoydina by the kezayis basar of a nevela, the tumah is the kezayis basar. Basar hames is metame. Shengi by adam where the tumah really was said on a mes shalim, that a kezayis is metame. We learn out of a drasha that a kezayis is metame. Shad is that a kezayis is a chiluk of the adam hashalim, but the ikur tumah was said on the adam hashalim. Nevela imkeinim advarim. Comes out of nafkamina, the gabi also Eivir Menachai. Both by Adam and by Behema, Eivir Menachai is Metame. That's the din. But near, it's Ezra Leimer that there Chalukim v'yisoydinam, the Tumas Eivir Menachai by Adam and the Tumas Eivir Menachai by Behema. Here we said that the Tumas Meis by Adam was said and then Adam Ashali. So here the person is still alive. Where is the Adam Kiyamus V'oyal? There's no Adam. The Adam is walking around. He's missing his hand. But the person is walking around. So where is the Mitzas Adam? Makarachach the Geder is that the Eivir, that Eivir, we look at it as being a Ke'ilu to Meis Sholi. Mitzat Salashim, the Mishnah and Edius, and Perak Vav Edius, and the Rambam, Perak Beis, Tumas Meis, Halacha Gimel, that Eivir Menachai is Kemeis Sholi. So every chelak is a chashuv chelak of the person. So the hand is also the person. The whole person is in the hand. That's also a mitzvah shleima. The person is in his hand. That's by Adam. Mashingi by behema. We don't need to say that. By behema, any chelak of the behema is metame. Any chelak of the behema that went through the process of misa is tame. We're never looking for the behema shleima. So that Eivir Menachai from the Behemoth's Tomei is because that this Eivir died. We don't need that the Behemoth died. The Gedra doesn't have to be that Kilu, the Behemoth, this is the Behemoth. No, the Behemoth is walking alive, but walking around. But this piece of meat died. It got disconnected, and it's Eino Yisrach Halipin. So this hand got disconnected. There's a Misa in the hand. Hashem, Lagabe, a person, I have to say that the person is Kilu Nichlal in his Eivir. The hand is Kilu Ameis Shalim. If that's true, we can understand the chilek between basar perish me'aver menachai, between a person and a behema. That you see that there are shitas tanoim that hold that things that are perish me'aver menachai is metame. Fear belezer dafka the basar, not the etzem. Fear benuchunya dafka the etzem and not the basar. Things that are perish me'aver menachai are metame by a person. By a behema, things that are perish are tar. What's the pshat? Pshat the yanoi senes. When I look at an Eivir Menachai of an Adam, I see the Adam Asholim in that Eivir Menachai. So just like when the person himself dies, any part that's perished from him, being the Bosar, being the Atzama, he says Tameh. Also, by an Eivir, even though the Eivir is not the whole person, it's a Chiddush. So you need a special pasuk to see that Eivir Menachai is Metameh. But the gather of Eivir Menachai is that we can look at the Eivir as the whole person. A Meila, there was a Misa in the whole person in his hand. The hand is Kilu the whole person. So it's the buster or the atzamas that are perished in there could also be metami. Mashengi by behema, the gedra is never that I look at the aver as being the whole behema. So the gedra is that the aver itself had a misa.
So the meis is only in the aver. If the basar by itself, or the kidin by themselves, the atzomas by themselves, in none of those things is there a misa. Only because the basar, kidin, the atzomas, the whole group together were pirish, that's how I see there was a misa in them. They died. But it's not that I see the whole behemoth in them. The aver had a misa. Only as long as the aver is an aver does it have a misa. When things are pirish from it, the basar or the atzomas are pirish, so that of their tar. Because we don't look at them as being perished from a meis solim. Only the aver had a misa, not the chalakim if it didn't have a misa. That's why things that are perished from an aver menachai to adam are metame. Things that are perished from an aver menachai from a mehema are not metame. And lafi this is said, we can answer the question of the Chazon Ish. We ask that by behema, the Gemara compares basar perished menachai and basar perished aver menachai. Shengi by a person, we see that Basar Perish Menachai is Pasha that it was Tar, and Basar Perish Me'ever Menachai is Tame. What's the Pshat? Pshat is that by a person, the whole Tum of Eber Menachai is that it has to be a Meis Shalim. As we said, if it wouldn't be a Meis Shalim, the Eber, then there's no Tzad that it's Metame. So again, it's Pasha that Basar Perish Menachai is not Metame. And the Basar are going to say, there's the whole person gets a cut and loses a little bit of his flesh. Say that in that, you lost the whole person. Chas v'sholom, there's no tzad to say such a thing. An eiver, eino isa chalipin, chashivos of an eiver, now we can say that kilu is the meis ha-shalim. That's why it's posh that basar perish min achai of a person is tar. Hashem in my behema, it's not the way by behema, the ikr vart of the eiver min achai, or the whole tumas nevelos in eiver min achai, is basar that had in it a misa, that won't come back to life. So menasvara, there's no difference between basar perish menachai and basar perish me'ever menachai. Both things, and there's, you could also hear that basar perish menachai is tummy. Because l'maisa, this piece of meat isn't coming back to the behem anymore. So this piece of meat had a misa. So there's a svara to say that it's metame. She came by the person, meaning the whole person. So basar perish menachai is pasha that it's tar. Appear this, you say that we're saying here in the chiluk between tumas adam and tumas behema. You can understand that you say of the Rashash you mentioned a few minutes ago. The Rashash is mechiach that the Rebbe Lezer is metayer, Eiver min ha-meis, is davka by Adam. But by Behema, even Rebbe Lezer agrees that Eiver min ha-meis is metame midin Eiver. If you would be said, it's very understandable this chiluk. That the Rebbe Lezer holds that Eiver min ha-meis is tar, and we can't learn out from Eiver min ha-chai, is davka by Eiver min ha-chai of a person. The aside of Eiver Menachai of a person is that there's a meis shalim, that kriel of that hand is the whole person. Holder Belezer, we only can say that when only the hand died. If only the hand got disconnected, so then I say that kriel of the whole person lost his hand. When a person loses a hand, it's a tremendous tragedy. The person lost his hand, so he lost a tremendous chelik of himself. So I say the whole person was in his hand. The misa that happened here, the other mashalim is kriel in his Eiver. When a person dies, I say, you know what? His hands died, and his legs died. I don't say that. The person died. The misa is chal on the person. It's not chal on every aver v'aver. That's the get of Rebbe Lezer. That there's tumas aver menachai is only when the misa is only on the aver. Then I can see that something really happened on this aver, and that was the whole person. But when the person died b'chlolus, so I'm not misyaches the misa to each aver and aver. Just to the person in general. The Mela, there's no tum by Eiver Min HaMeis of a person. That's all Lagabe Adam. Hashengin by Behema. We're never looking for the Behema Shlema. We're just looking, did this piece of meat, did this Eiver go through a process of Misa? If Eiver Min HaChai is Metame, then Avad Eiver Min HaMeis is Metame. Eiver Min HaMeis died as more than Eiver Min HaChai, equally, no tzad, that there's less of a Misa in Eiver Min HaMeis than there is in Eiver Min HaChai. That's what Choshev Yisoid to conclude this perek here, that the topic of this perek was Tumas Nevelos. This perek is, I think, the early old perek, out of Seder Tyrus, that's entirely dedicated to Yonim of Tyrus. And the unique part of this perek was Tumas Nevelos. There's no Mesechta in Tyrus. It deals with Tumas Nevelos, Nicholas Behema. That's where we're Zeichen Meseches Chulin to get with it. We're dealing with Behemas. That's the main topic of our Mesechta. Shchita and Misa of a Behema. So we're Zeichen to learn this perek. But Tumas Nevelos, we saw many, many Yesedas in this perek. By Yodois, and Tumas Nevelos, and Tumas Oichlin, and Tumas Meis, Tumas Oyel. Now we got to also Tumas Eiver Menachai, of a person and a behema. Ashreichem, that you were to learn this perek. They had some of the Yesodis out of the perek of Inyanim of Tumah and Taira. Arkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.